You're listening to a special question and answer edition of The Naked Scientists with me, Chris Smith, as well as Laura Howes, Dominic Ford, Ginny Smith and Dave Ansell. If you'd like to send any questions, you can do so to chris@thenakedscientists.com. You can follow us on Twitter @NakedScientists, or you can look us up on Facebook, facebook.com/TheNakedScientists. Laura, this one looks like it's good for you. Daniel says on Facebook, facebook.com/TheNakedScientists, the molar mass of ozone, in other words, how much a certain quantity of ozone weighs, is just under 48 grams. The molar mass of oxygen, which is O2, it's one atom fewer than ozone, is 32. So how does the ozone layer, which effectively must weigh more than the oxygen in the atmosphere, stay above the planet and not go tumbling back down to Earth? He says he finds that very perplexing.
It's a really good question, Chris. Obviously, the ozone layer is really important because it protects us from UV rays. But actually, that's one of the reasons why it actually is up there, because it's continually being reformed. It needs to be up there, getting the UV rays, absorbing them, having that chemistry going on in the atmosphere. So it is actually sort of heavier, but actually it's because it's continually being reformed.
I guess another factor here is that because the ozone layer is absorbing all this ultraviolet radiation from the sun, it's actually getting really quite hot. We think of temperatures decreasing with altitude, but when you get up to these quite high altitudes, that air is getting hotter. And, of course, hot air floats because it's less dense. That's how a hot air balloon flies. And so this ozone is naturally quite buoyant because it's hot.
Dominic, thank you.